What's up, people? What's up? Today's gonna be a quick episode, but I had to get this off my chest. And today we're talking about jealousy in relationships. Are you a jealous boyfriend or your jealous girlfriend? Now, it's levels to being jealous. Now, if your mate is looking good or whatever, they just do something, you know, out of the ordinary, awesome, whatever, and you know, maybe people are complimenting them or tell them they look nice. That right there is kind of like it's okay to be jealous of your partner. You might throw a jab at it. Oh, I saw how so and so and so was looking at you, or vice versa. I saw how he or she was looking at you. You know, that's jealousy. That's understandable. Now, it's not okay to be to the point that you're angry for no apparent reason. And we all know people like this that are in relationships and it's like they're walking on eggshells all the time. And that's not a happy way to be. And now, somebody listening to this right now, you might be in a relationship that you're overly jealous. You're not really keeping your partner there. You're really driving them away. You're driving them away because it's like they can't do anything. They can't even breathe without you getting upset. Now, before we go any further, the reason I did the jealousy topic today because I had a situation at work with a co-worker's husband getting mad over a piece of cake. Let alone, I know both parties. I know him and I know her. And I really didn't know him. I can't say I knew him because I didn't have conversations. But I have made him work clothes. So, me giving out cake, because from time to time I give out cake, and because I appreciate people really rocking with me, buying my products. So I will cook and I give out sandwiches, I give out cakes, I make smoothies, I give it out for free because I really appreciate them spending money with me. So I made a pineapple cake. I offered her a piece. Like I said, it was a few people eating the cake. As she ate the cake, I kept riding my vehicle, about to clock out. So he came up to me, like, kind of screaming like he's a tough guy. Oh, don't give my wife any more cake. If my wife wants cake, I'm the only man to give her cake. So I said, okay. And I felt disrespected a little bit. But at the end of the day, that's his wife. Now, afterwards, like I said, I was really mad. And I was mad for over 24 hours because I was ready to see him again. But I had to be mature about this whole situation. Do I throw 23 years down the drain over a piece of cake? This incident could have escalated and two black men losing their jobs over a piece of cake. When I look at situations like this, I think it's like blacks, we need to be more together than we are against each other. Because I call all the shots on this situation because a lot of people had asked me about the situation and they had heard. And they were like, you know, we should get him out of here because it's more like a threat. But I said, no, I don't want it to be a threat because it's still, I'm taking food out of another black man's mouth. He didn't lay a hand on me, but he came up to me kind of aggressive. And I didn't, it went back to the thing that my mom said. You know, as long as they don't put a finger on you, let them talk. A word ain't never hurt nobody. And that's how I took it. But I was really angry. And I really wanted to get him. It's been a week later. And I haven't seen him yet. But I did speak to his wife. And she apologized and everything. But I let it be known. Don't let it happen again. Don't let nothing. Nothing. No stares. I don't need nothing. Because it's not going to turn out like this. Now, I have more to lose. But I got to protect my manhood first. I respect everybody. And the thing about it, if I talk to you as a person, I would never go behind your back and steal your woman or go at your woman. That's just who I am. I don't have no desire for your woman. I'm just making my money and do what I can do. Now, but like I said, I give myself a pat on the back for talking to his wife and explaining. And she told her side and she apologized. Because I could have got upset, got in a fight over a piece of cake, two black men out of work. And we really don't need that. So, if you are listening to this podcast, and if you're in a relationship like that, you need to be working on trying to smooth it out. Because when a man is angry like that, and he'll beat anybody up over you, ladies, when he don't have nobody to beat up, he's going to beat you up. And I'm going to repeat this. If your man is really angry over something petty in a relationship, and you know that he will go to 1,000 drop of a dime, it might look cute, but it ain't cute, because at the end of the day, when he don't have nobody to go after, he's going to go after you. That's what jealousy is. When he's really angry and jealous over nothing, he's going to take it out on you. So, if you're in a relationship like this, try to smooth it out. Just try to smooth it out. Because the small stuff, you will become the victim eventually. You will become the victim. And like I say, some people, they think it's cute, because their husband will get upset real quick, or he'll threaten to do this or threaten to do that. And think about this. If your man or your husband get upset, suppose he kills somebody and get life, you're still left alone to be with somebody else. He still can't be with you, but he'll harm somebody over you. Then what is he going to do when he's locked away and can't get to you? So the whole thing about being jealous, it makes no sense. You got to shatter ego as a man if you're jealous over something so small. So ladies, put that man in check right now. And don't let it lead up to something like this. Because anybody could have been in this situation. But no, everybody would not have held their cool like I did. I look at myself as maturing because I didn't react like the me of 5 years ago. I would have reacted. I would have took it there. I would have wanted to kill him. Just for like, I would have felt like he was challenging my manhood. But like I said, the only thing I looked at, that's his wife. Okay. He has a right to be upset about anything involving his wife. I can't tell that man how to react. That's why I explained to the wife, I'm a man before anything. This situation happened how it happened, but it's not going to happen again. So now the ball is in your court. You need to check him. Or you need to just not eat any more cake from me. Okay, that's enough. That's enough about me. This week in the news, I'm glad that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard situation is over. It's rare that we see a man win a case, but the only thing he got was a shitload of money. Gas price is still high. And I'm a firm believer. the government gave away all, like, some people got 3 or 4 stimulus checks. I got one because of, I'm in a different tax bracket. I'm not upset about that. I had to pay back every year because of the money I make. But if you're getting 3 or 4 tax brackets from the government, you can't cheer and love this government because they gave you 3 or 4 checks. People were bragging about the money that they gave. And you look at the PPP loans that they gave out for the businesses, and the businesses didn't have to pay it back. But this is America. Nothing is free. So all that money that they paid out, they're getting it back now through the gas prices. This is just my opinion. It don't mean it's true. But, you know, you think some people got $4,000 of free money and don't have to pay it back. The government has a way to get what they want when they want it. And they know people gotta still go to work or move around. So what do? Raise the gas price. Now the gas price, if it dropped by September, the government has got their money and gotten a little bit of interest. But that's just what I think. And last but not least, we have another shooting. I'm so tired of this shooting. Last week I did about gun control. If you didn't listen, go back and listen. They need to get these high-powered rifles off the street. What in the fuck are you hunting that you need a high-powered rifle that's shooting 45 bullets a minute? Why even make type of guns like this? Why? It makes no sense. But we had the Buffalo shooting, white man. The Texas shooting, he was a Latino, but he was white. He wasn't our color. And then this Oklahoma shooter, he was black. And I know I'm not the only one, because we all racial stereotype in our mind. So when we heard of the shooting, we're waiting to see what happened. Then they say, a black man. And I know I'm not the only one to say, this fucking nigga. This nigga here. Like, we were good. We were minding our business. We weren't killing nobody. But this nigga just had to mess it all up for all of us. Because when it's white, we look at whites different. But when it's black, we're shocked. Because black people just don't shoot up stuff. And that's all I have for this week. But if you're listening to the sounds of my voice and you're a jealous partner, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's really not. Somebody's going to get hurt in the end. Don't do it. Thanks. And come back and listen next week.